Since his recent death, there's been a lot of media attention surrounding groundbreaking singer, guitarist, and principal songwriter for the Velvet Underground, Lou Reed. His widow is performance artist Lori Anderson. The two began dating in 1992, were married in 2008, and they remained together until Reed's passing on October 27th of this year. Lori Anderson has chosen the roads less traveled for more than four decades. Her groundbreaking original works seamlessly blend the worlds of art, theater, storytelling, and experimental music. Last spring, she shared a soulful and funny collection of songs and stories at Haynes Auditorium in the Albertson Fine Arts Center at Salem College. During the performance, Lori drew from her typically wide-ranging palette with reflections on politics, theories of evolution, family, the animal kingdom, and more. She spoke with me by phone from her home in New York. I began by asking what draws her to the avant-garde.
Striving to find something that, you know, isn't so easily, you know, accessible. And other people are not sort of using that, let's say, structure. So you're looking for something that hasn't particularly been done that way. And that's always thrilled me since I was a kid, of doing something that had never been done before. In fact, I used to have a fort out in the woods, and I'd go out there and try to think of things that hadn't been done before. I don't know why that was important to me as a kid. You know, the world is presented to you, and you're like, well, what if that never had happened before in the history of the world? So I would try to think of stuff that had never happened.
Another day in America.
Storytelling and drawing and technology, if you had to choose one of those, which one would you zone in on, and if you had to be restricted to one of those, say?
I would not want to have to choose that. I really wouldn't. It would make me too crazy.
Yeah.
So that's why, one of the reasons why I've moved around between different things. I think that in the art world, sometimes it's not exactly as free as a world as you think it is. You know, because you get your style, you do your style, you repeat your style, and then here come the art police, and they go, you're an abstract painter, why are you putting figures in there? It's like there's some kind of rule or something. I wish that the only rule was experimentation, you know, and besides, I feel that when I do a painting, I'm making many of the same, first of all, gestures that I am when I'm playing the violin. And I'm looking at the work in a similar way, too, and going, is this structured enough? Is it crazy enough? Is it complicated enough? Is it simple enough? So it doesn't really matter that it's a piece of music or a... I think that in the music world, it mattered because of economics. You know, when in the old days when there were record companies and they sold records in record stores...
Yeah.
Some of us remember that.
Way back when.
They had to have you decide which category you're in, or they would decide which one it is, because they had to fit you in the electroacoustic bin or the pop bin or the experimental bin, because they're selling you.
Yeah.
Now, since there are no more bins, I think in many ways artists are a little bit more free.
Easy pieces and parts. So get it in your head. There may be a few things you can't dream.
Writer, director, visual artist, instrumentalist, and vocalist Lori Anderson. She spoke with me by phone from her home in New York. Back in April, Lori shared her collection of songs and stories during a performance in Haynes Auditorium at Salem College. Lori's art was exhibited at galleries at the Elberson, and her new book is Collected Stories, Books by Lori Anderson. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.